So some people may be extremely wealthy and they also keep making more and more wealth without an effort, making much effort. Or some children may be precocious and they study well and they get a lot of marks without any effort. So how does the karma and daiva factor in such situations? Yeah, the karma and the destiny can bring about some positive things for some people throughout their lives. But even within that situation, the duty or the endeavor has to play some part. So yes, some students may be really very good at, say, somebody is a mathematical prodigy. They're just phenomenally good at mathematics. But even they have to do some effort. If they don't even open a mathematics textbook, then they nobody will come to know that they're mathematical prodigies. They may themselves not come to know also. So in some situations, the extent of effort that is required may be extremely less. And in other cases, the extent of effort required may be much more. So this is why we need to make sure that we don't let others' definition of success rule our life. That means if we think that, say, okay, becoming an engineer is the success of life. But then if I have a talent for art, if I have a talent for some other field, and there may be somebody else who is really a natural fit for engineering. Just that the brain works in a particular way. They think in a particular way and they move forward. Somebody else may be very good at art. So a large part of living happily in life, being successful in life, is to look at ourselves, to understand what we are good at, and to focus on developing that. And in some cases, the daiva factor, by the will of destiny, some people may have a lot. But even among such people, how much endeavor may they do, that can determine. Somebody might just be a mathematical prodigy, and somebody else, even the mathematical prodigy, has to work if they want to become a mathematical genius. Prodigy means somebody has ability, but genius means somebody who is actually converting that ability into achievement. So there is work that is required for that. And even for such people, if they do take initiative more, they may be able to achieve much more. But if we see such a thing happening, then rather than just railing at the unfairness of destiny, we need to focus on what we are good at and focus on developing ourselves in those fields. Does it answer your question?
Yes, sir.